is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX.
KX, KO4ZEW, announcement.
4ZEW, go ahead with your announcement, please, sir.
Hi, this is Ben, as in Benjamin, Simpsonville, South Carolina. And I'm going to drop and start my announcement. Well, everybody knows that this repeater sponsor, the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, is having our upstate radio rally this Saturday, April 20th, at the Riverbend Equestrian Center at 8 a.m. We'd like to invite anyone interested in amateur radio, licensed or not, to attend. Our activities are going to be flea market, swap meet, raffles, door prizes, contests. We're going to have a fox hunt. We're going to do license testing at 11 a.m. There's going to be food, and if you stick around that evening, we're going to have a social gathering with a bonfire, so bring a chair. Our tickets are general admission $10. Let your closet set up a table for the flea market, $20 for a flea market table, and clean it out, get it out for, get your old equipment out for usage. Any more information, check our website at brars.cc. Click on the menu and look for 2024 Radio Rally.
Put a number on that for me, please, sir.
I don't have a number.
We'll just assign one to it then for now. But thank you for coming by and announcing that. I had it pulled up so I could announce it tonight if nobody else did. But I do appreciate you doing that for me.
Bill Z.I.'s got a question.
Catch nets recently and get the word out. So, thanks for having our back on that.
He's got a question. Go ahead, Andy, KI4LZI.
Well, LZI, I was just talking earlier, I guess, 3 or 4 hours ago to NZOTR. He was asking me, was there going to be any HF operating going to be taking place there? And I told him that I didn't know for sure. I kind of give him the idea from the way I read on the website. It's a combination of Field Day Ham Fest. So what should I tell him? Maybe he'll come on the net here later, but what should I tell him?
I mean, bring it all. We're probably going to have some people throwing some dipoles up in the trees, and it's all about playing radio and eating food and hanging out with each other. So it's kind of like a mini field day, but we're adding cookout and fox hunt testing, flea market. So it's a big space. So if your friend wants to throw his own antenna up, operate HF, I'm pretty sure he will not be alone.
I understand Tom does a lot of CWs, he does. Three-fourths of people on this repeater know N0TR, and he was asking me if there was going to be any HF operating going on, and I wasn't really sure, and you was talking about food, Ben, that I'm diabetic. I have to drink diet stuff, so is there going to be any, when it comes to refreshments, any kind of diet drink?
Checking that right now. I am bringing the two club radios, so we'll probably have both of those set up for HF. And if he wants to plug a key into it, Tom's always welcome to. Does not look like we're bringing Pepsi, Sprites, and waters, but it does not look like we have any diet sodas.
Oh, no, I need to bring my own. Okay. You and that control one, Tony checks in here in just a little bit. Let him know about that. He was asking me about whether there's going to be the HF operating going on, and Tom does a lot of CW, so y'all take and tell him. At the time, 3 or 4 hours ago, I wasn't real sure, but y'all let some of you let him know. Back to you, you can turn it to net control, KI4LZI.
Is that everything for tonight?
Good. I just want to reiterate, we're bringing the two club radios, and, anybody's welcome to use them who are able to. And if Tom wants to show up and plug his key into one of them, that would be welcomed. So, that's all I've got. KO4ZEW.
Ben, thanks for coming by, bringing out announcements. Once again, do appreciate that. And is there any other announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. All right, with none being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight, I'm going to ask everyone to please slow down your calls because I'm having a terrible time on receive. So just bear with me. If I ask you for it again, just be patient with me tonight. Something's going on with the receive for me on my side. But with that, I will go ahead and make our pre-net check-ins. Let me let this drop right quick. All right, first on the list tonight is K4XMR, that's male, out of Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, WFCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make their home and travel address. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, and you just heard Ben bring us the announcement. Blue Ridge Amateur Club Radio Relay this Saturday. And he makes his home in Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, from Simpsonville also. Next on the list is Pat, K4OSH, from Malden. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, from Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we have W4DF, that's Don, out of Inman. Then we'd like to welcome Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, and they make the home in Asheville. Then we'd like to welcome Bob, KI4LJG, and he's in Greensboro. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, KQ4NHB, out of Greenville. Then is Mr. James, K4JRB, out of Greer. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Scott, KX4YM, from Greenville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. John, KN4RJN, from Brown Summit. Next, we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, to make their home out of Piedmont. And last on the list tonight is KG4WNP, that is Landon, out of Blowing Rock, North Carolina. And we have an EchoLink station, so I'm going to pause here and get our EchoLink station. EchoLink station only, EchoLink station only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, hello again, Patrick. Check in, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. No traffic, no RAG queue.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, and he makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, it's good to hear you tonight, and I hope you and the missus have a great week this week. And thank you for stopping by and checking in with us. And with that, tonight being Sunday night, we will start the RF portion of the RF portion of the check-ins with Alpha Do Delta. Alpha Do Delta, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Kilo Rick and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all...
KO4 HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4 DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Patrick, for everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 CU and everybody on the net.
Higgs. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4 XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Higgs. Kilo Quebec 4 Oscar Victor Kilo Tawny in Greenville. That's KQ4 OVK. Y'all have a good one. 73's to you. Negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo India 4, Zulu Echo Kilo. My name is Lynn. I'm in Maiden, North Carolina.
Calls right here. Lynn, can you give me your call one more time, just a little bit slower, please, sir?
India 4, Zulu Echo Kilo.
Got it, Lynn. Thank you for that. Thank you for being patient with me. And I missed one call. I need some more information from you, but so if you didn't hear your call, it's a KQ4 call. Get back with me here in just a second. Let me recognize this fine group. First, we'd like to welcome KK4DMW. That's Mr. Rick, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome our net control manager, W4DJW. That is Dave out of Greer. And Dave, are you going to be around just in case I have some trouble tonight?
I can try to be, Patrick. I have a sick dog that may require that I go outside unexpectedly, but other than that, I can try.
I just may have to relay in some of the weaker stations because my receive is so bad tonight. I'm assuming everybody can hear me just fine.
That's affirmative. You're 100 full scale, full quieting, 100% readable. No issues with us hearing you.
That, sir, and sorry to hear about the little dog. I know how that feels. And next, we'd like to welcome KB2BYQ, and that's another Dave down there in Easley. And Dave, good to hear you. Thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, out of Southern Greenville County. Tommy, good to hear you, and I appreciate you coming in here. Then we'd like to welcome KI4ZEK. That's Mr. Lynn out of Maiden, North Carolina. And Lynn, thank you for coming by. That's the first time you've checked in with me anyway. I do appreciate that. And now the KQ4 call. Could you come back to me, please, sir?
Yes, it's KQ4OVK. Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Victor Kilo, Tawny in Greenville.
I got KQ4OVK, and I missed a name on that, please, sir.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Tawny, and sure, I think you got another name on your license, am I correct? I don't want to say it over the air.
But everybody calls me Tawny.
Just want to make sure I got the right information put in. I do appreciate you being patient with me, Tawny. But I'll put a note in here that Tawny is your preferred reference. Thank you, sir, for stopping by tonight, and I do appreciate you coming in here and being patient with me tonight.
The net there, that's for sure. Have a blessed night, 73s to everybody, and I'm standing on the side.
All right. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HK.
Good evening. Please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Alpha, and then Tango, KM4AIT. This is Vince of Morris Plains, South Carolina. Thanks a lot.
I would like to welcome Mr. Vince, KM4AIT, out of Bowling Springs. And Vince, thank you for stopping by tonight. I think that's the first time I've checked you in also, and I do appreciate you coming by. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass, and we'll move up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4, EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. Sounding pretty good on this end. Check me in and out. No traffic. Thanks for being here.
4 HKX. Patrick, please check in KI4 EJY. Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman. I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. Your 4 Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene, and Taylor's. Negative and negative, over.
All right, we'll pause here and we'll welcome this group in. First there tonight is KC4 Easy, and that's Mr. Harry over in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by. And glad to know that I'm making it across the mountain, or to the repeater anyway. Receive is pretty rough tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Elijah, KI4EJY, down there in Lyman. Elijah, good to talk to you earlier today, and appreciate you stopping by tonight and checking in with me, and hope you had a good time with the family today. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, out of Taylor's. And Gene, thank you for stopping by also. I do appreciate everyone that checks in. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we'll move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'll be negative and negative, say 73s for each one of you.
HKX. Kilo India 4, Lima Zulu, India. KI4LZI. Andy, Table Rock, no traffic, no round table, but I'll be monitored.
4 HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, if you would please. Everyone have a good night. 73.
4HKX. Please check in. Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. That's WW4JET. Matthew over here in Pickens. Good evening. And you can mark me in for some chew if you're there when you're done. I mean, if you got time. But I'll be floating around. 73, thanks for calling that.
I'll pause here. Sounds like there's a station trying to get in. You're not holding the repeater, but if you move around, or if you're on HT, move around a little bit so you can find my voice that sounds the strongest, and maybe that'll help you while I'm recognizing this group here. First, we'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's Mr. James up in Tuxedo, or across the mountain from me where I'm at. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, down there in Table Rock. Andy, good to hear you. Thanks for coming by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home in Greer. And Larry, good to hear you tonight. I hope everything is okay. Your voice sounded a little different tonight. But then we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET, down there in Pickens. And Matthew, I have you down for a comment later. So I'll be back around to you here shortly. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
Kilo Quebec 4, Oscar Hotel Alpha in Danielsville.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel down there in Danielsville. And KQ4OHA. Appreciate you stopping by tonight, Daniel. I do appreciate that. It's the first time you've checked in with me. And we're here every night at 9 o'clock. There's a different control most every night. Here lately, we're a little short-handed, so we've just been doing the best we can. But we'd love for you to stop by on a regular basis and hang around for a little rag chew maybe later. But thank you for stopping by and coming back to me there. And with that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. Soon we got everybody for the first pass, and we'll move on up to Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw, please call KO4HKX. Check into the net. Then we'd like to welcome our resident elder. That's Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ, down there in Simpsonville. And Eddie, good to hear you. Thank you for stopping by. And always a pleasure to check you in also. And I do appreciate you always coming by and hanging out with us and checking in. With that, we will try one more time. Mike through Papaw. Mike through Papaw. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Patrick. All on the net. I'll be negative, negative, sir.
KO4HKX. Patrick, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima. Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris, and Liberty, and I mean negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chris.
Hang around just a minute for me, okay? We'd like to recognize N0TR, that's Mr. Tom down there in Greer. Tom, I hope you and Miss Bernice had a lovely weekend. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down there in Liberty. And Chris, thank you for stopping by. Pleasure to check you in tonight and hear you on the radio. And Tom, I don't know if you were listening earlier on the net to the announcements. Can you come in and ask if they were going to have the HF radio set up at the radio rally this weekend? And yes, they are. And they would love for you to come by and bring a key and sit down there and have all the CW contacts to your heart's content.
Where's this going to be at, Patrick?
Be located at 175 River Bend Road. And it says Greenville, South Carolina, but I'm pretty sure that's Traveler's Rest. But that's what's listed on the website for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. Is 175 River Bend Road, Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, thank you and thank Andy. I talked to Andy earlier and I hadn't had time to go to the website. We had company tonight and then went over and got to drive the bass boat on the lake over there a little bit, which was fun, but windy. Thanks very much, Patrick. I appreciate it. It's N0TR. No
problem, Tom. That's what we're here for and glad to put you with the information that you're looking for. And it is listed under the net calendar. So if you go there, you'll find it, or net news. on the website. You'll find it, no problem. That's what I've got it pulled up here in front of you. And Miss Bernice, have a lovely weekend. All right, continuing on, we will try one more time. Quebec through Tango, Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. That pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. And how do you know I'm patient? Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane, and I'm in Cleveland. No table tonight. Thanks for calling the net.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Shane, N4ZLK, down there in Cleveland. And Shane, I know your patients tonight, and you're the last group. So there's the answer to your question. But I do appreciate it. And always fun to joke around with you and just catch up on the air. So I appreciate you stopping by, and I hope you and Miss Beth have a wonderful weekend also. That we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
K4UBD, Jan in Traveler's Rest.
All right, we'd like to welcome K4UBD. That's Miss Jan down there in Traveler's Rest. And Jan, it was good to hear you on the net tonight, and I do appreciate you stopping by and checking in with me. So look forward to maybe meeting you one day. Maybe you, if you're out and about this weekend, you can come to the club radio rally they're having not too far from where you're living. So thank you for stopping by, ma'am. Try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Right, with that pause, we'll assume we got everybody for the first pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Patrick, Miss Elise, and Annette, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home at Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Elise, all on the net. Joy won't tell me where the fruitcake is.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. That is our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things swap nets, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, if you'll go look in the mirror, you'll find the fruitcake.
I deserve that one. No doubt in my mind. Joy's in there just attacking.
Good to hear you tonight. And are you going to be around for comment tonight?
You check us in and out tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
Gary, and I'm glad I can make Joy laugh this evening, so my job is done, right?
That's correct.
Well, thank you for stopping by and checking in. I do appreciate it. And look forward to maybe catching up one day this week. So with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. Last station, you are no audio on your transmission. No audio. I repeat, no audio. Give them a minute to try again here. And we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Please check in Kilo Quebec 4. Oscar Alpha Sierra. Robert Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
We'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, KQ4OAS. That calls a mouthful down there in Piedmont. And Robert, thank you for coming by. And was that you trying to check in earlier?
This is the first time I've tried to check in.
Just wanted to make sure I leave room for the other station that tried to check in with no audio to try again. But I do appreciate you coming by, and thank you for coming back to me there. We'll try one more time and see if that station can check in. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. assume we've got everybody now, and this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag two portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag twos. And first on the stump tonight is WW4JET. That's Mr. Matthew. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great day out there. It was beautiful. Weather's been nice this weekend, and just near perfect conditions today, I would say. But that being said, I was going to ask if anybody had any similar experiences or with the radio and HF radio, and I'll restart this here in a second, but and see if anybody has any suggestions, if anybody's still listening, but of whom might be a good one to call for this type of situation. But I'll let it reset here a second. I have a Yaesu FT DX3000, and I was having problems with it. I just got my general ticket not that long ago, a week or so ago, and of course, prior to that, I was doing what I was supposed to do and not operate on any of the bands except the technician bands, 10-meter, and the radio, I bought it at an estate sale a little while back, and it tested good on a dummy load. I didn't have a way to really test it. It was, there was no reason to believe anything was wrong with it. So I don't know if this failed, you know, in the interim or not, but just started using it on a couple other bands, and I'm having a problem on 40 and 30 with it cutting out, doing the safety cutout where the power drops off and it resets. Interestingly enough, though, after doing some analysis, the SWR is like near perfect, and that was done with the SWR meter and the MFJ-259 antenna and analyzer. So there's really probably nothing to check on the antenna system at this point. So it kind of points to the radio because I put it on a dummy load and it did the same thing on those two bands on the dummy load. So the question is, what do you do for a repair? And who do you go to?
I do not know what to tell you on that one. Maybe somebody else can come in here and let us know, but the only thing I can recommend is sending it back to Yaesu.
I might list a call tomorrow and see the process for that, but I don't know if there was, it's out of warranty, so if there was a reputable local person that could potentially work if they are familiar with what I'm talking about. But I was just wondering if there was any other options too, if anybody knew of any, and so that's why I'm reaching out on that. But if not, that's probably going to be the direction I go.
N4, is that okay?
Hey, Shane, KO4HKX.
KX, N4, is that okay? Hey, Matthew, there is a repair shop in Gainesville, Georgia, Claremont Skyland Radio and TV. I know two or three guys around locally here have used them. I've heard good things about them.
It'd be too difficult because I pass by there once in a while. Say the name of it again. I'm sorry if you don't mind.
Claremont, Claremont, Skyland Radio and TV. And I can send you a link. I think it's got a phone number on it. Is your email good on QRZ?
Yes, that's fine. I appreciate that, Shane. I know a guy that lives down that way, too. You might know him. I don't know if you know John, K4WCL. He lives down that way, and he has a place up here by us.
I think some of those guys down there know the guy that runs that place, too. There's two or three guys up this way that have sent some radios down there and seem to have had good luck. I've actually got a radio that I want to send down there. I just haven't done it yet. But I've heard good things, so that's the only one I know other than, like Patrick said, sending it back to Yaesu.
HKX.
talking there, I've done a quick Google search and come up with, it looks like it's a fairly common problem. They're replacing a CNTL assembly because of it, and after that it seems to work just fine.
Thank you, be good.
Tells the guy's got a question.
Hold up here just a second. There was a station in there that didn't, I either doubled with them or they jumped in afterwards. So let's leave a little space for them, Andy, okay? And then I'll come back to you. KO4HKX. Hey, Sid.
Sorry I'm late getting here. I've got quite a lot of noise on the repeater. I hope you can hear me. Please check in Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and Elise. Good evening to everybody on the net. No traffic, no comment.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE. Up here in Fletcher. And Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly had a good week and have a wonderful week this coming week. And for those of you who don't know, Sid calls the net on the 146640 machine with a tone of 91.5 on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And he would love to have you check in over there. Me and a couple other guys from down here try to check in with him. So, and I know he would love to have some more support, so, and you enjoy the net. It's a good one. So thank you for stopping by, Sid. I do appreciate that. Go ahead, Andy, with your comment.
KI4LZI, I know this for your time here in the hobby, HKX, but there used to be a person down in Henderson years ago that used to work kind of freelance, but his basic main was on ICOM. That used to work on HF gear. Is VHF, UHF, HF gear. Is this the same person that y'all telling him about? Because my 8900's got a diode in it that's knocked out, and Randall don't want to go that deep into it because it would take a long, long time to fix it being surface mount stuff, and I need to know if this is the same person, and whether it is or not, I need that. You might say the information about that myself.
Have an answer to that question? Okay, KO4HKX.
He's gone. Reason I'm asking that, because he moved out of Anderson and moved down somewhere down the end of Georgia. That's why I want to know if it's the same one.
Andy.
J.I.4LZI, you remember that person years ago that used to be in Anderson? He primarily specialized in working on ICOMs. Well, he left Anderson and went into Georgia down there somewhere. Is this the same person? And if it is, I got an 8900R that's got a bad diode in it, but with all this new gear, so much surface mount stuff, I need, if it's someone can do a good job with it, I need to probably do the same thing to get my 8900R back on the air.
Okay, Andy, I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know if it's the same person. I just got a recommendation from a couple local guys, and then I heard some guys on the Gainesville repeater talking about him, saying he was pretty good down there. So I will turn it back to Patrick, I guess, N4ZLK.
For HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Shane, thank you for coming back there and appreciate you responding there. Andy, I don't know on that one. Maybe Mandrill might know, or somebody else, but that's all I can tell you on that one. And so go ahead.
Well, Mandrill tells me he can do it, but it'll take him forever to do it because why all this new gear is, it's such surface mount stuff. You gotta be able to see real good, gotta be real steady. What this makeshift station I'm using here now is a FT2400, but the memory battery's dead in it, and I can't put nothing in it and it'll remember it, so I'm pretty much locked in just to this repeater or that 8900 back up to par, so I'm just, you know, trying to find out some info.
That, Andy. I don't know. I will see if I can find out through the week and try to relay that back to you. But that's all I know for right now.
Hey, well, that's all I can ask. I know there was one guy down there one time when he moved to Georgia. Everybody bragged on him, but he was primarily an ICOM man. Back to you, KI4LCI.
Andy, thank you, and I'll see what I can do on that. Matthew, you still
here? Yeah, Patrick, I appreciate the information there. Shane, thank you, and ZLK, yeah, N4ZLK. Shane, good to hear from you. Thanks for the info. I'll give him a call in the morning. And Andy, you want to copy the number? I got the number here. If you're ready to copy.
I'm not informed with the copy, but. Keep that number, and when we make the meeting, if I ain't got nothing done with that by then give me the number and the info on it. Because I got to get that other one back online somehow. This one here, if the memory battery was good in it, I could go anywhere on 2 meters, but it's dead, and I'm really deadlocked right now. So you can turn it to that control, KI4LCI.
For HGX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Matthew, go ahead.
I just again, thanks. Great information, great possibilities here. So I'll give him a call because I drive by there a couple times a month. So wouldn't be hard to drop off and pick back up. So I think maybe you said the control assembly or CNTL assembly. I didn't even get that far. Thank you for looking that up. But it sounds like it's a fairly common issue. That may make it an easy repair, hopefully.
There's several posts on here about it. And if you want, I can read you the part number. They've got it on here, too. That's up to you.
Go ahead, because I'll just Google Yaesu part number and see what comes up. Go for it. I'm ready to copy.
Hotel Oscar 4-6 Hotel 0-0-0.
046 Hotel and 40-0-0-0-0. Okay. All right. Are you able to shoot me that link that you I'll give you a phone number or you can send an email, whichever, just so I can look around, or what exactly did you Google? Maybe I'll find the same one. Either way,
just Googled FT3000 cutting out on transmit, and it come up with a forum there, and I just clicked on the very first one.
Same in and see what comes up. I appreciate that, Patrick. It's good information, real good information. And this may work out easier than going through Yaesu at this point in time if this guy's got experience with this.
Looks like it's going to be easy enough to find information on it, though. So maybe, if nothing else, you can look it up and find out how to go from there.
It was interesting because, again, I didn't transmit on these bands until last week. And, 40 anyway. And it turns out 30 is doing it as well. So maybe it's a common controller. It controls both those bands. I don't know. But I'll look into it deeper at this point and go from there. Because I just did the troubleshooting today. And, you know, the first thing that came to mind was there's a high SWR or something like that. But everything was, like, crystal clear on the numbers. And so that eliminated that antenna really quick. But, all right, I appreciate your help on it. And I appreciate everybody else's help. Shane, thank you. Andy, thanks. And we'll find out some more. I'm not going to keep you here too long. So You guys have a good evening, and I'll be listening. KO4HKX, it's WW4JET. Thanks, Patrick. Appreciate it.
Thank you for coming by tonight and enjoyed the rag tube. And look forward to talking to you maybe one morning this week. And with that, let's see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Well, please check in Whiskey 4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot. That's W4CWS. Name's Colin. I'm located in Mill Spring, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative.
Colin, can you give me your call sign just a little bit slower, please, sir?
4, Charlie Whiskey Foxtrot.
Right at that time, I drew a blank on it. Appreciate that. We'd like to welcome Mr. Colin, W4CWF, out of Mill Springs. And Colin, thank you for coming by and checking in with us. I do appreciate it. And sorry I messed your call up there. Last call on station. No audio for me. Is anybody else able to relay that station in? Please call KO4HKX. Still no audio. You're holding the repeater good and strong. It's just no audio coming through. All right. With that, try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. Nothing being heard. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call KO4HKX. All right. And please let you know that if you come back by tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, I'll be calling Annette again. It's my Monday to call. And would appreciate everybody to stop by and check in. And if you've ever considered being a net control, we'd love to have you jump in here. We've got several nights open. And you don't have to do it every night. There's just one night a month or as many as you want to. I know Dave will work with you on scheduling, and the rest of us will also. But we'd love to have some more net controllers jump in here with us. So with that, like I said, tomorrow night is my Monday night to call. So I'm sorry, folks, but you get to hear me two nights in a row. So have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? All right, I will return shortly after I send my net report. 4HKX now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night. KO4HKX, clear.